1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Expect a fully open campus at Colorado Mesa University in the fall. Student Services Vice President John Marshall and Physician Assistant Program Director Amy Bronson making that announcement in a Facebook Live presentation yesterday. According to the Daily Sentinel, Marshall says students won't be required to have a COVID shot. Mesa County Public Health says there is plenty of COVID vaccine available for anyone who wants it. About 67% of people 70 and over have been fully vaccinated in the county, 61% of those 60 to 69 years old. They say there's enough vaccine for 1,500 doses to be given a day. Only 600 are actually being given. A lot of students got used to doing their schoolwork online during the worst of the pandemic. Now Garfield County's considering making online schooling part of normal schoolwork after the pandemic. According to the Post-Independent, RE2 School District is considering extending online learning after a survey of middle and high school students found many reluctant to go back to in-person learning full-time. If I said where life leads, what would you say? Visit Grand Junction is hoping Grand Junction comes to mind. That's the new destination brand adopted by the City Council this week. Visit Grand Junction and consultant Destination Think spent $85,000 developing the Where Life Leads brand. A peach grower whose trees were killed in a freeze last October on Rogers Mesa near Hotchkiss is doing something creative to try and restore his organic orchard. Steve Ela asking people to adopt a tree. 300 have signed on. Ela tells the Colorado Sun hundreds of people pay $299 for regular boxes of Ela fruit each summer. Without any fruit this summer, though, many have opted to pay the annual fee anyway. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.